Welcome back to the Business Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez. And in today's episode, do I have a special treat for you? You're about to listen to one of the episodes that we recorded on our brand new members-only podcast inside the Business Knowledge membership. Yes, it is a paid training that we have inside of the community. We just launched our Insiders podcast, and it's pretty amazing. It's all about how to find hidden money opportunities in your business. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about analytics and how you could be making more money right now. Where are some of the areas in your business where you might be leaving some cash, some dollars, some coins on the table? And Chris and I sit down, we break it all down for you. And I think you're going to get so much out of this episode. So without further ado, let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Business Lounge Podcast, where each week we unpack the hottest online marketing and business strategies so you can grow your business, increase your bottom line, and make a bigger impact. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez.
3, 2, 1. What is up, loungers? We're so excited to be coming back at you with TBL Insider Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be covering exactly how to find some hidden money opportunities in line with our theme for the month. So if you're listening to this before or after our workshop, we're going to leave all the details below this episode so that you can access all the awesome resources that we've put together for you this month. And I'm really excited to dive in because we have some very practical strategies that'll help you not just get a better sense for what's really happening in your business, but also what to do about it, which tends to be an issue, Chris, when we're trying to like figure out what to work on and how our marketing message is actually being effective or not. And so we're going to dive in right now. Hey, y'all, it's Kim.
And Chris.
Welcome to the TBL Insider Podcast, the only exclusive podcast, the TBL social app.
That means it's only available here. And each episode, we'll break down the latest inside the membership, give you all the deets on what's working now to boost your sales, level up your marketing, and scale your business to six figures and beyond.
All without compromising what you care about the most, faith, family, and freedom. And guess what? It's all censorship free. So let's start the show. So of course, I am here with the one and only Christopher Michael Harris, my partner, and of course, the other half of the Business Lounge. Chris, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey.
So we're really excited to kind of just dive in here. Let's just dive right into the main points. Let's talk about the first aspect, which is what actually happens when we don't focus on the right numbers in our business.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the reason this kind of came up, because one of our students was super discouraged.
Yeah.
And like really, really bummed and had like a cry moment, a whole nine about just how business was going. Right. And rightfully so, like the numbers weren't as good as they've been in previous years and so on and so forth. We'll get into more of that later about the full on, like what happened with the whole situation.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that what we found doing some deep dive with this person in particular, was that there were some major, like huge opportunities.
Right.
And opportunities that she'd worked really hard for, but wasn't capitalizing on just because the focus maybe wasn't where it was supposed to be. And so I think we see this a lot, and I think Kim, you and I want you to comment on this too, but I think you and I have a little bit of an advantage in that we started with an offline service-based business first.
Yeah.
Right? Like, like the goal was, how do we get a customer?
Hmm.
Like that was the goal. And anything outside of getting a customer was obsolete. In fact, people don't know this, but Kim had to like twist my arm to do anything on social media. I mean, she would like put a camera in my face and be like, talk, talk, talk. Because it was like, give me something. Because Kim was managing our social media for that business. And I was so, for one, we were exploding in growth and I didn't have time for it. That was the main thing. But then, you know, I think at that time, I didn't understand like the broader picture of marketing, the holistic marketing that we talk about now, which includes brand marketing. Yeah. But the point is this, we've gotten so far away. I saw a quote, David Ogilvy, and I'm going to bastardize it and I need to pull it up. But basically it was like, every single marketer should 1000% first understand direct response before they do anything else.
Yeah.
And because we've gotten so, and Kim, you talk about this, and I'll let you kind of talk about it more, but we've gone from direct response back in the day, the OGs, like the direct mail guys, like they send something in the mail and they spend a lot of money to do it. And if it didn't sell, they got big problems.
Right.
You can just put free stuff on social media. It doesn't cost you anything but sweat equity. It still costs you something. It's just sweat equity.
Yeah.
So we've just lost our way in so many ways. But I wanted you to add to the things that I alluded to, Kim, kind of provide your two cents as well.
No, absolutely. I think if we're thinking of like what we talked about on the previous episode where we're talking about like how to actually dive into your numbers, why it's important to know your numbers, this all kind of leads right into the entire kind of month, right? Like the whole idea of like, this is really, really important for any business at any stage. In fact, I think one of the things that you were mentioning when it comes to like us starting a business and like me having to like force you to create content is really simple. It comes down to, look, guys, oftentimes with this new era of entrepreneurship, we're just getting bombarded with messages that are not hitting at the core of what it means to be an entrepreneur. And so Chris and I keep bringing this up back and back and back again because we have had a really awesome time this year working with you guys one-on-one, right? We've worked with you inside TBLC. So, you know, our coaching program, we've worked with you inside of our boot camps. And so even through the beta process, you know, Chris mentioned one of our customers kind of having a breakdown when she saw her numbers. This happened multiple times during our beta of TBLC. And so we had 26 people in there. We're coaching them every single day. And one of the first things we asked them to do, like we've talked about, is like, look at your numbers. We need to know what really is happening behind the scenes, right? It's like you're a doctor. You're diagnosing the problem. And so if you haven't gone through our Conversions RX program, that really sets the foundation of why you need to know your numbers. But if we're even zooming out a little bit more, oftentimes I feel like we get lost in this idea that we just have to create more and more and more, engagement on social media, have more followers, and then the business side will take care of itself. And that's not at all what actually happens in the real world. Sure, there's tons of businesses that get a lot of revenue and sales from exposure. Exposure is really important. Visibility is really important. But it's not going to matter if you are only taking people from the idea of like just having them be followers to keeping them engaged on social media. And then that's the cycle, right? They only consume content on Instagram. They only check out your videos and like them and maybe share them, but they're never actually moving down the line into your customer journey to becoming leads and eventually sales. So I just feel like that's what happens when you don't focus on the right number. You end up in this like content hamster wheel to try to reach a certain invisible, you know, milestone that all the experts have asked you or told you that you need to reach. And then it never happens. You just get stuck and you get discouraged and you feel like things aren't moving forward. And then eventually, because you're not profitable, you give up. And so we're trying to pull people out of that cycle and out of that mindset of like business online is all about Instagram and all about, you know, social media. We love those tools. We've told you so many times that part of your business is really important, but it's kind of just focusing on that top of the funnel and never really solidifying the middle or the bottom, which is something that I think you're going to talk about next.
Yeah, I want to say something real quick because I'm having like a Holy Spirit activate moment.
Hit it!
Activate, Holy Spirit, activate.
It's like really, they like have to share this. And I pulled up the David Ogilvy quote too, so I'm going to give you that as well. But the thing is that I think when we don't start with direct response, when we don't start with like, this is, the reason I'm doing this is because of this. And I understand the psychology and the principles and the frameworks that actually take a marketing or an advertising piece and turn it into a customer, turn it into a sale.
Yeah.
The problem is that we don't have a measurable criteria.
Mm.
So what ends up happening is this. When you put out stuff on social media and it doesn't make you sales or it doesn't convert the way you intend for it to, or thought that it would because you don't have a true foundation and actual solid marketing principles that convert, direct response principles that convert,
mm-hmm.
you start telling yourself things like, oh, it's because I don't have an editor to make it look better.
Mm.
I'm not a captivating or entertaining person. I'm just not good on video. All the things we tell ourselves. I'm not a good writer. My website's not what it should be. My branding doesn't look good. It doesn't look professional.
Right.
And those all play a role in it.
But the bottom line is this, though.
I've gone through, and people won't believe this when I say this, but I've had the frameworks that we know convert. Let's talk about like a webinar, right? Mm-hmm. The end of a webinar, like a pitch for a webinar or something, or any kind of pitch, right? A live pitch. And there are times when I feel like I just absolutely blew it out of the park. Like my energy was right, and like I was really personable, but I missed a couple of the elements.
Mm.
Like a couple of those elements that we know converts. Let's say I didn't infuse scarcity, or let's say I didn't anchor the price. That's a big one. I didn't stair step down the price and anchor my price that I was trying to sell it at. I just gave the price right off the bat. Like that one thing alone, and conversions are like in the toilet because I missed that. And in hindsight, I look back immediately, I knew what it was.
Right.
Now, if I didn't have the knowledge to know that that's a direct response principle that I know is going to convert, it doesn't matter how charismatic I was and showed up. It didn't convert. Now, on the flip side, there's been other times I showed up where I felt like I just totally did not do well at all. Mm. I felt rushed. I felt like I was reading my slides, this and that. But I had all the elements there. And it converted.
Mm.
Right? So I think some people, they just get so overwhelmed with like, I don't have the right camera. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have my makeup's not right. My hair's all over the place. I'm not good on camera. I'm not this. I'm not that. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Because we've seen people with literal potatoes.
Maybe I'm not explain joking what here. A potato is.
It's like basically you just put like a flip phone, like you just record on anything.
Very old school camera.
An old school webcam, or
one of those digital cameras that like had 24 megapixels.
Yeah, you're like negative 240p, you know, like
240p.
Like you're watching through the blurry, you know, but it converts.
The resolution is terrible.
And people get frustrated. I've seen business owners, people that I've worked with, they get really frustrated. They're like, I don't understand. My product is better. My business is better, but they're killing it. Yeah, because they're a better marketer.
Right.
They have a better message.
Mm-hmm.
Because the better marketer is always going to win. And I hate it's true. And I've been in that boat where I'm like, I have a better business. I'm better this and better that. But they marketed better. And they understood marketing better. This is your North Node. This is your North Star. This is how you focus, is making sure you understand. It's like, I'm trying to think of a relevant example, like going into a sport and not understanding the fundamentals, but like you have one little like trick shot that you can do.
Yeah, you're a one trick pony. You're a one trick pony when you're always chasing hacks and you're always chasing the latest trends and the latest algorithm. Look, it's important to keep on top of those things. Like I am in memberships that are specific for that. We just, you know, cover social media and we stay up to date on what's really going on. But that's not what actually is going to make you a 7- and 8-figure entrepreneur. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the big companies. You don't see Apple chasing after whatever the latest Instagram algorithm is. They have really solid marketing messages. And so I don't want to get too far into this because we should totally do a separate episode on
100%.
How to differentiate yourself and create a marketing message that works and that people resonate with. But in the ethos of and the spirit of really helping you differentiate between brand marketing and direct response marketing, which is what we've covered at length inside our latest traffic bootcamp, which if you are interested in that, definitely message us. We have not put up the replay for sale just yet, but if you're interested, we will absolutely give you access to it for a fee. So,
yeah, David Ogilvie. Then we're going to move to the second topic because I want to read this real quick. He says, nobody should be allowed to create general advertising until he has served his apprenticeship in direct response, end quote.
Yeah, I don't disagree. The problem is that all the messages we're getting right now is about brand marketing. They're not about mm-hmm. direct response. And so
100%.
You want to marry those two. And we're going to talk more and more and more about direct response because we're trying to create counterbalance to what you guys are already hearing from all the people who are in your ear all the time on social media, on podcasts, on YouTube channels. It's very, 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 very rare. In fact, I don't know of a single YouTube channel that teaches direct response outside of maybe... You know, I honestly can't even think about one right now. So it's a very, very watered down message what you're getting on YouTube. So it's so, so, so important that you can understand those principles and that you stay tuned to this podcast because we're going to be talking way more about all of those good things. So
yeah, number two, I'm going to throw your way.
Yeah.
So why should you be constantly focused on top, middle, and bottom of funnel, Kim?
Yeah. So that's really, really simple. Again, we almost talked about the top of the funnel, right? So what is the top of the funnel in your business? The top of a funnel is really just that surface level attraction and discoverability. It's your social media. It's getting SEO traffic. It's running paid ads. It's just that idea of moving, attracting eyeballs into your business, right? Getting seen is really that top of the funnel. The middle of the funnel is shifting the relationship from someone who just found you on social media or has been following you for a while, maybe watches your YouTube videos, listens to your podcast, but isn't part of your email list. There's no way for you to follow up or change the relationship, send them some kind of promotional offer based on their interest. You're just kind of, you know, in limbo if you're not moving people down in that middle of the funnel. So that's really what you're focusing on right there, is building the relationship, going deep, nurturing those people who are in the middle of the funnel, and then offering them an opportunity to dive even deeper via a paid offer. And this can happen in a matter of, you know, maybe days, or it can happen in a matter of months and maybe even years, right? We have people on our email list that have been with us since the very beginning, 2013, and they're still on our list, which is really cool. Here inside of the membership, we have members who've joined us since 2016 when we launched. And so kind of understanding what those three phases are and why they're important is so, so, so key to really understanding your numbers. So for example, if we're having, you know, we're looking at someone's numbers, excuse me, and I'm seeing, okay, so you have a pretty decent following on social media, but your email list is terrible. We see that often, right, Chris? Like, I would say that's probably the number one thing that we see, especially here in the membership, is like, okay, so you have a decent following, but your the ratio of followers to email list subscribers is so, so, so low. We have people who have 2%, people who have 5%, 10%. And so ideally, this is something that I made a huge goal of mine in the first 3 to 4 years of my business. I always had more email subscribers than I had social media followers. Now we've kind of, you know, exceeded that just because YouTube has grown pretty significantly and we've pared down our email list as we, you know, clean it out ever so often. But that should be a big goal. I would say at least you should have 50%, and this is a big goal to shoot for, guys, by the way, but 50% of the people that follow you on social media should be on your email list. That should be a main goal for everyone. And of course, stair step it, right? Start with 10%, then 20, 30, 40. And then if we're seeing that as your numbers, we're like, okay, you need to focus on list growth. Your problem isn't that you don't have a good offer, right? You don't have a conversion problem at the bottom of the funnel where sales happen. That's where you have your sales pace. That's where you have upsells and, you know, you have things like order bumps and multiple offer and ascension funnels and, you know, recurring offers. That's what happens down in the bottom of the funnel, that sales process. But if you have a really good offer that's converting well, but you don't have a strong middle of the funnel, we're immediately going to say, okay, you need to focus on list building because you already have covered a really good product. You have your top of the funnel covered, and that's what we need to work on. If on the other, you know, side of the equation, you're like, okay, you have a good email list, you have a good offer, but you're just not generating enough revenue to grow as fast as you need to replace your income or hire other people, then we're like, listen, you need to just pour into that bucket because you have a solid bottom of the funnel. You have a solid middle of the funnel. And now we just need to start bringing more people through that. If we bring people through, they will convert. And so it's one of those things where you just always want to stay on top of your numbers so you realize where do you need to improve. And by the way, that's what we do in the business, right, Chris? Like, we're constantly looking at our numbers. We're constantly looking at, okay, where do we need to pivot? Where do we need to improve? Is it top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, or bottom of the funnel? And hey, we're interrupting the show real quick just to tell you about the sponsor of this episode. If you want to finally stop ghosting your audience for good and move away from inconsistency with your content creation, we have the perfect solution for you. It's our brand new content calendar playbook, and it's chock full of over 200 plus caption starters, done for you social media post prompts, and over 70 pages of templates and resources and tools so that you know exactly what to say to keep your audience engaged, excited, and coming back for more consistently. Listen, you know that your content has been a problem for a while. And if that's the case, it's time to get off your booty and actually do something about it. Just for our podcast listeners, you can go over to contentcalendarplaybook.com. That's contentcalendarplaybook.com and get an incredible deal on 90 days of plus of content strategy that's done for you. You're going to absolutely love this new resource, and I know it's going to make a huge difference with helping you stay consistent with your content creation and getting back in the game when it comes to attracting attention for your business. Alrighty, back to the show.
Yeah, I think for me, it really took a lot of stress out of the equation and overwhelm when I understood what's top, middle, and bottom of funnel to begin with. Because we have a lot of people that don't even know what that means.
Right.
And so I think what people end up doing in that is say, well, I'm not ready for middle or bottom funnel, so I'm just going to focus on top of funnel.
Yes.
And that's what they do. They just do social media. But then here's the deal. They're not looking at their numbers to know objectively if they're like, is this even working outside of just engagement? So they just kind of stay stuck there, and they're not making sales for years, right? They're just doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I get it. And I liken it to golf is the hardest sport that I've ever played or tried to play. Like, it's so hard because there's just so many moving parts and pieces. And like, you know, it's like, okay, I got to get my footwork and then my backstroke right. And this, right? It's like, okay, what good coaches do is they break it down into steps. Mm. It's like, okay, we're going to focus just on your footwork. And we're just, that's all we're focused on. And we're going to really get that down. Right. Then we're going to focus on how you do your backswing. And then we're going to focus on your follow through. Mm-hmm. And like each one of those, once you understand, like, this didn't work. Oh, because I know that was my footwork, because this is what happens when I do. Right. So for me, when I started to break it down into those three different parts, it made it more digestible. Mm-hmm. But then when you start to get comfortable and it's more natural and everything's kind of seamlessly flowing together, it's easy to figure out and pinpoint, okay, this is the data. And I know what this data tells me. This is a middle of funnel issue. Like, if I have a bunch of traffic, but they're not opting into this lead magnet that I have on a squeeze page, I know I have a middle of funnel issue.
Right.
And I know that once they get to my sales page, after they opt in and they go through my follow-up sequence, that they're buying at a high rate because I'm looking and they're converting. It's converting at the cart at 5 to 10%. So I know it's converting. Now I know that if it's just middle of funnel, if I can get them converting at a higher rate in the opt-in on the squeeze page at a little bit higher, let's say and get to 20, 30, 40%, and I know this sales page converts because I've got that dialed in, that's good, strong bottom of funnel, I'm going to unlock the floodgates. Then I go back to top of funnel and I think about what's working that I can scale to send as many people through as possible.
Exactly.
Right? So, but people, they're not getting to that layer of nuance with it. And I think a large part of it is they feel intimidated by that. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's like, no, let's break it down. And this is why we tell people, one offer, one funnel at a time. You know, it's like, let's focus on one thing and take ads out of the equation. Some people, I think, when they showed up to the traffic bootcamp, I think they thought it was going to be like way more complicated than it was. And it's like, no, these are basic foundational principles. Let's not even talk about ads yet.
Right.
That's an entire different conversation. Because with us, one of the things we like to do is ads are just, people do this. And this is I talked positively about direct response. This is a negative direct response. They think they can just willy-nilly an ad off a non-proven offer and do no organic content whatsoever and then just scale it and make millions of dollars. Yeah. But they have no case study. They're not doing anything to nurture an audience. There's not holistic approach at all whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like hokey, gimmicky, and people don't trust it. And it's a hit or miss.
Right.
And they might run 10 different offers. And I mean, we spend sometimes just experimenting with ads for months to get one to win when we were following some of those direct response guys.
Right.
If you're scaling something that's already working because you've done the work and proven it, and then you pour ads into it because you're scaling something that's already working, that's when we've seen things really take.
Exactly.
That's when we see things really explode. So all this ties together. We just need to break it down and make sure that we're paying attention to all of them and understanding what each of those elements means, because that's how you win big. And in this game, and Kim and I always talk about this, this is one of the easiest games to scale once you understand it, because it does all the deliverables. There's no salesperson. Your sales page does it for you.
Right.
Like, your website is your living, breathing salesperson that works 24 hours a day and doesn't require food. Or time off, or vacation time, or PTO, or any of that stuff. So understanding those things and understanding and identifying the problems that you can address, it starts with knowing the numbers like we've talked about here, but those are huge opportunities. And we constantly see, and then we're getting into our testimonial for today, you know, talking about our case study, huge opportunities that are closer than you might think, because you're just not in the numbers the way you should be and knowing what to look at, even if you were. Some people look at the numbers and be like, okay, what does this mean? I have no, like, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it. Is this good? Is this bad? I have no idea. Right. And that's where it's like, this is why you're here, because these type of things, are why we're here to support you, to make sure that you know these are your areas of opportunity. This is doing well. If you increase these conversions by 20%, this offer would be selling like hotcakes every single day. And now you're talking about not making sales to breakthrough, making sales, and potentially even scalability. So that's huge opportunities that I get excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we're shifting into the third point here is so important. Most of you in the membership are closer to a breakthrough than you think. And oftentimes when you look at our numbers, it's an emotional response because we have heard in the past that there was particular benchmarks, for example, that we're not reaching. And we might feel deflated. We might feel like it's, you know, a hit to our ego or like we're not doing as well as we thought we were. And sometimes that's the reality, right? And we have to confront that truth from a place of strength, yeah. Not from a place of, you know, victimhood or a ton of self-criticism, because you are not your business. Okay. You need to learn how to separate those two. And I think oftentimes that's really difficult to do in online business, but it's a must. It's something that you have to train yourself to do. And so now when we look at our numbers, of course we have emotional responses, but we have a better toolkit to deal with that, right? Yeah. And so we're constantly thinking, okay, you know what? This might not be working as well as we think it is, but where's the opportunity? How can we actually launch a new lead magnet? How can we go in and be more strategic with our stories so we're driving people to our email list? How can we create a better content experience for people reading our blog? And so those are all opportunities that when we start implementing solutions and we see them work, we get even more excited about kind of figuring out where the holes are in our business that we can continually improve. So as you go through this process, keep in mind that numbers reveal opportunities, not just, you know, places yeah. where you might be failing. And so the reality is no one is winning at all things all the time, right?
Right.
We're all looking for ways that we can continually improve. Every company is going through that same struggle, just at a different level. So I don't want you to be judgmental, and I don't want you to feel, you know, bad about where you are right now. You just take that as a place of like, okay, this is a benchmark. I know where I am right now. This is where I want to be. And here's the opportunity to get there.
Yeah. And it's super, it's a lot of work, but it's super empowering when you get to that place.
It is so empowering. Cause then you're like I actually know why I'm doing this. I'm not right. just doing it cause I think I should.
Right.
So I love that. Anything else you would like to add about just being closer than you think and dealing with those emotions?
I think our case study is the perfect way to close with this one. And again, we won't reveal specific names and businesses and what have you, because that's not appropriate. This was in a coaching context.
Yeah.
But this particular person was really, really down on things and where the numbers were looking, and they were trending. Revenue numbers were not as good as what they were a year prior, even a year before that. And you know, I was kind of getting concerned because I'm like, I feel like I don't know where we're going. You know, mm-hmm. I like having a clear path structure, in my mind about yeah. where I'm taking a student, you know, right. like, okay, mm-hmm. this is, or a client for that matter too, you know, like, okay, I see where you are. And like, I know what we need to do. Like right. immediately, like, I'm like, we're good cadence, good rapport, you know, what have you. And so it got like to that, like cry moment where it was just like, things are, you know, I'm really concerned. I'm really stressed and this and that. And so finally, what do? We got back to the numbers. It was mm-hmm. like, let's see your numbers, right? Let's see what's going on. And it's weird because everybody's always like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm scared to show my number. And like, I get it, but it's like, this is like your, you know, it's really like a report card. Like they got a C in their report card and they're afraid to show mom and dad. Like that's mm-hmm. how people act. And it's like, guys, that's the reality. That like, this is what's going to help us get insights mm-hmm. about what's going on so that we can address it. Right. Yeah. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. So anyway, so this particular person sends over, I think it was just like, she was just showing me her analytics. Cause I don't even know that it was in the context of what we were trying to find or what we ended up finding, but it was just like, is this working right? So I happen to see like all these blogs, like pages of blogs this person had put out, super relevant content. It was mm-hmm. like really, really, high ranking and doing well. Like we're talking 300-400 hits a week on certain blogs. Now here's the deal. A good lead magnet on a page like that, like a blog, can easily convert 40%, right? So you're getting 40% of people that hit that are converting to your email list if it's really dialed in. Like if we've got a good lead magnet that ties in with the content, you know, that's embedded on the blog, like 40% is not impossible. And imagine this. This is a person that's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm seeing this as, we're getting 1,000 people a week on these blogs. Even if you just optimize those five blogs or even just the top one that's performing well, with a strong lead magnet converting 30-40% of the traffic that's coming to that because it's really, really good search-rich content, now your email list is growing by what? Almost 150, let's call it 130 people a week? A week? If you're converting at 10% of those people, you're now making organic sales just from that one blog alone. And so as I'm explaining this to this student, and she's like mind blown because she's been sending emails and not getting responses and trying to launch new stuff and like this and this and this. And it's like, here's a deal. Like Kim said, let's focus on getting the email list up to at least, what'd she say, 50% of social media. Well, here's the deal. If you're converting 40% on blogs organic because you put in the work, top of funnel, right? All that was missing was that middle of funnel. Once we get that, and I told her this, I'm like, you've got this, you've done the work. You did top of funnel. Now we do middle of funnel. Then guess what we do? What do we sell these people on? Because once you're opting in, once you have people opting in at 40%, then guess what we can do? What are we going to introduce them to immediately? Are we going to invite them to a webinar? Are we going to provide like a low ticket or lower ticket offer to them? Like, what are we going to do to get them paying you something? But that's the opportunity. And it just takes one blog or a few blogs to optimize those. She's all fired up. Like her mindset has totally changed, going from literally in a matter of a day to, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really concerned about where things are going. Like I've never had this experience before in my business and this and that, to like, oh, I get it. Like light bulb, I get it. Let's go. Let's get after it. Let's do this. And that's the kind of growth that we want to see from everybody inside of TBL, to understand, to be able to look at certain elements of the business through the numbers that you're afraid to look at, because that's where your opportunities really, really are, is those numbers, right? It's like looking at the scoreboard. What are my opportunities? Because you may be optimizing one blog away. You may be embedding or putting a hyperlink to one lead magnet on a YouTube video that has 5,000 views, which is another story of a student that had one video that did well, one video. And you should see, guys, she sent us a screenshot of like before and after she put that link on that one video. Like email list. Like she's growing her emails like crazy. She's all fired up and now she's getting ready to say, what do I sell them on? Because if that video continues to rip, and it will for years, she could be making sales from that one video. So sometimes we're making things harder than it has to be. And our challenge to you is, get in the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. The numbers will continue to move you along the path, or tell you where you need to go, or tell you what you're not doing well, or what you should be doing less of, and what you should focus more on. The numbers are going to always be your friend. So just make sure that, I know it can be a little bit of a scary place, and you know you don't want to look at it. It's kind of like, oh my God, I got to hide the report card. But honestly, your opportunities are there. It's a matter of finding what the truth is, what's going on, and then what do you do and how do you build from there? And again, that's why you're here, because that's what we help you do, is here's the reality of the numbers. Okay, here's what you do. We got a program for that. So that's what I want to end with today.
So hey, I hope that you enjoyed this episode from the TBL Insiders podcast and that you got a ton out of it. Make sure that you implement and put it into action. And of course, if you want to learn more about the Business Lounge membership, or you're curious to hear more about the program, definitely jump on the waitlist. We're opening our doors very soon, and we're opening actually right now to waitlist members. So you want to make sure that you're jumping right into that list ASAP. It'll be linked in the description box below. So you're making sure that you don't miss out. We're going to be sending you an email invite shortly, and I would love to welcome you in the program. All right. So now this time for real, we love you. We mean it. Un beso, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.